Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode of the Adventure Jogger podcast brought to you by Marjorie Lewis, Rebecca Joyner, John Harden, Sean Humphrey, all of our Patreon supporters, and of course you, yes you, the listener. The Adventure Jogger, a podcast about trail and ultra running. Meet fascinating runners from the front, middle, and back of the pack, sharing inspiring and funny stories about life and running. Running should be fun, and so should running podcasts. I'm your host, Ryan Pluckelman, and this is The Adventure Jogger. If you would have told me that months ago, I would be interviewing with Jeff Arlen Glick in this very kitchen. That was what? That was...
Right.
We talked to you right after you did that incredible run at Umstead, where you had set the new course record, and you looked like you hadn't even broken a sweat. That's when we met for the first time and talked.
Yep.
And so we talked about the incredible race, of course, but then we found out you're a bass player. And that's, I think, we have to kind of explain why we're here and why we're doing the Adventure Jogger of the Year Award in October. It's a long story. Arlen, first of all, welcome to the house.
Thanks. It's good to be here. It's good to meet you guys in person.
It was a long drive from where you are in Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long drive, especially with traffic and weather and everything.
I'm glad you made it. Glad you brought the family. Carrie Long is here.
How you doing?
Doing great. How you feeling?
Okay, man. Feeling good. Driving up here, having to be an aggressive driver coming through Nashville and Clarksville. But I'm here.
We're little Atlanta here. That's what they call us.
It was nuts. Tennessee drivers are.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that. Arlen's got half the state to drive through. Yeah. You know what? So we were talking, and we found out that you play the bass in your family's band.
Yes, I try. Yes. Yeah, I think there was a funnier story. I think people are going to have to go back and listen to the original episode, because I think there was a lot of humor in that one.
There was, because you talked about being a bass player and how with the running that you do now, your brothers had to pick up the bass because you're busy and the family band's got to perform. And he's probably better than you by now.
Yes, he is.
So I thought, because here you were, you had this great Umstead thing. And then you had Western States, and Andy Jones Wilkins, I remember before I even talked to you, he was the one that gave me your email address, and he said, Ryan, I think Arlen's going to win Western States. And so we get to talking, and you say you're a big bass player, and going around in my head, I'm thinking, oh, I know what to do here. And so we call Carrie Long in the middle of the episode, and here's how I knew Carrie had no idea who you were, Arlen. Because when I said, hey, we got Arlen Glick on the podcast, he said, is she hot?
Yes.
It's good I didn't pick that up.
So, Arlen, I was really hoping he was going to say it was Jen Shelton on the podcast, but
no,
he says Arlen Glick. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. I had no clue. I think I said Harley Glick. Yeah, I know him. I had no clue.
But, Carrie, you've just taken up this hobby of building custom bass guitars.
Yep, I was sitting in church when I should have been listening to my pastor. I was thinking about, man, could I actually build a bass? And I was just sitting there because my son plays bass at our church. And I'm a former worship leader in church, so I played piano. And I just always loved the bass guitar. You can have gospel singing with only a bass and drums and the vocals, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If everybody else fell out of the back of the motorhome,
you'd be fine with that.
Hey, don't bass say that. They're standing
and drums.
Yeah. The Glick family.
For those who can't see, we're looking at Arlen's sister. So it's so weird. He introduces the first one. This is my sister, Deanna. Yeah. And he said, and this is Tasha to this other. Sorry, I forgot your name already, but I'm like, is that a sister too?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Who plays the drums?
Neither.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Future drum player.
Right? Future drum player's niece. His niece.
And let me say, Arlen, you are kind of hot for a guy. You're a very attractive man. You're not Jen Shelton, but you're very attractive.
You'll do.
But yeah, I was sitting in church thinking, man, can I do this? And so I actually thought about it. I watched some YouTube videos, and I went and got some exotic wood. I got some bloodwood, maple, and some ebony stuff, and I bought some scrap wood. And
cutting your finger and getting blood on the wood does not make bloodwood.
Well, there's been a lot of finger slicing, but I just tried it and watched a few videos, and I figured out, tools.
Yeah.
Tools make a difference when you have no skill. Good tools make a difference.
That's true.
And so, serial number one came out, and it was great until I messed it up. And then serial number two is my son's.
Yeah.
And I just kept getting better at it. And so it was talk about calling me during the podcast, that was a shock. Because I'm in my garage working on a bass,
and
I get this phone call from you, and you're like, hey, you built him a bass guitar. And I don't remember, but I'm like signing to you, like, do you know how much these things cost? And you know, and Arlen's like, yeah, that would be great. That would be swell. And I'm like, do you know how, and I'm like flashing numbers to him. Like my costs are like, I said, these are like $3,000 bases. I mean, these are, and he's like, and I could see his eyes were like, oh,
I honestly
gosh.
Thought, seriously,
what have I done?
Because when we found out you played the bass, and I'm like, okay, we're going to up Arlen's Western States win by giving him a bass guitar, custom bass guitar, and I knew Carrie was going to build it. And I'm thinking, what does it cost for a grown man to build a bass guitar in his garage? $200-$300. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And then Carrie's like,
you get a few 2x4s.
This is going to cost my cost with no labor, just with all the parts, would be like $1,500. And at that point, I'm like, oh God.
Your eyes got really wide. And then I felt bad because he was so, yeah, I would love for somebody to build me a custom, five string. Yeah. And I just like, okay, I'll donate my time. How about that? We figure out how to get the cost, and I'll donate my time. No, then I said, well, how good is he? I said, what's his ultra sign-up score? And you said,
99.
He took third at Western States, and my countenance just fell. Man, I'm going to build this dude a base.
Oh my goodness.
What was so funny to me is I'm sitting there and I'm like, what's this Ryan guy doing? Like, he's making a phone call while he didn't tell me what he was, what was stirring.
Right, right.
We just got done talking about playing bass guitar.
Yeah.
And now he's calling his friend who makes custom bass guitar. And I didn't know what was turning upstairs until he asked you. So it was as much of a shock to me as it was to anybody.
Yeah, it was a shock.
We did not plan that.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't. It was obvious it wasn't planned. So
no, in the middle, he goes, I'm calling Carrie right now. I'm like,
so okay, Ryan, okay. We'll see how, Arlen, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry. Arlen, so you met me. Have you ever heard of Hot Wing Runner?
Hot Wing.
He's a famous ultra runner. Have you heard of him?
Just say you know him.
Okay, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
All right, let's continue on with the podcast.
That's Carrie. Carrie's got a blog. It's the Hot Wing Runner because...
Do not read my blog.
He's called the Hot Wing Runner because his first ultra he ran, he decided to eat hot wings the night before and it didn't go well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think I did hear about that.
I've eaten a lot of bad things before. But no, you could read my blog. It's like the Vol State one. You could read that one, or maybe the BFC.
Arlen, weren't you inspired to start running because of this legend of a man who ate hot wings before an ultra?
I would be. I mean, you know,
Mexican food, sausage, egg, and cheese.
He describes in great detail all the bodily function malfunctions.
Yeah, well, because your sisters and your nieces here, most of my jokes have gone out the door.
Now. I see. Yeah, exactly.
I had a really good one,
exactly, that,
but it's not going to happen now. It's not nothing dirty. It's
talked about the ins and outs of ultra running.
You did
with Ryan here.
George, because people were mesmerized, and I got more instant messages from people going like, can you have Arlen explain more how he goes on the run? Because everybody wanted to know.
That was the $1 million question right there.
It was like, can you explain, can Arlen do another episode going into more detail? Because they were fascinated by it. Because I remember we talked about Umstead, like your total downtime was like 25 seconds. It was something ridiculous. And here you drag your poor sister all over the country, and she gets to see you for 25 seconds during a race. your family, your mom is there. They see you for 25 seconds. Blink and they miss you, which was, people were blown away by that.
Well, they're the reason that I can do it in 25 seconds. I mean, it's just like they're, you know, we're handing stuff off and we're, it's a very efficient crew.
Yeah.
But then it begs the question, you know, what were those precious 25 seconds, or how did you eliminate the 10 minutes I usually spend in the Port-a-John? Well, that's, you know, then we get into the details.
We could share stories on that.
America wants to know, I assure you.
Yeah. But running, how? Because I tried doing it while running one time, and it's
right now Arlen's niece is like, I should have stayed in the
everywhere. It was a mess.
Yeah, oh. I have a few embarrassing stories of when it didn't work. But you know, it was all smiles at Umstead.
Yeah, it was. And Western States, I put money on you on Fanbook, on Sportsbook. You know, I think you were like 20-1 odds. Yes, I have to move out of the house, but that's okay.
Right.
You know, out of every bad situation comes a good situation, but it didn't quite go how you'd want it. And I think it's because I've never picked a right winner of Western States in 15 years. And I think as soon as I said you were going to win, the universe said no.
No.
And I bet you felt it in your legs where you were like, why are my legs feeling weird? It's because I announced that. But one thing that moved all of us and moved Carrie after he found out that you were not a woman and he listened to the episode of the podcast that we did, one of the things that moved me and Carrie and Jeff and a lot of our Adventure Jogger listeners was your family's dedication to service. Like when you talked about, you know, your family's ministry of preaching to and taking care of and ministering to the people that society forgets, nursing homes, prisons. Like you made the joke about, you're the only guest we've ever had on the show that's been in and out of prison your whole life. But that life of service and giving so much to someone else, I know as soon as I knew when Carrie finished listening to the episode, because he called me, he was like, man, I didn't know much about this Arlen Glick before, but I got to tell you, man, I'm excited about building that bass guitar.
And now wait, you're... Andy Jones Wilkins impression is spot on. What are you doing there? Do I sound like that?
A little bit. So, but what you don't know, Arlen, you sound a lot like that. I mean, it's pretty close. It was close. Like, what do you say, Melissa? Like, yeah, see, it was right on the money. So, before Western States even happens, I'm getting this call from Carrie going, he's already at the exotic wood store picking out wood. And I'm like, they haven't even started yet. Like the race hasn't even started yet.
Arlen, I spent $1,500 before you got to the starting line. And so me and Eric's over here is talking this whole time. And you know, and so we're following you during the race. And
his thumb was sort of refreshing the whole time.
Oh yeah, it was a lot of refreshing.
So it was Jeff and Eric and Carrie and I were on this text message chain following you at Western States and just, you know, seeing what was going on. And at some point, middle of Western states. I can't remember which one of it was, either Eric or Kerry that said it. Said it don't matter what happens, we're building them that base because of, you know, just how inspired we were right. by just you and your family and what you guys do. And and the cool thing was we started a GoFundMe page, which the Adventure Jogger fans all chipped in. So between that, the bass guitar was built with donations. And then, because it was originally built as the Western States Championship guitar. When that didn't happen for you, I sent an email out and I said, guys, listen, you can get out and nobody will know. We're going to change it from a Western States Championship guitar to an Adventure Jogger of the Year guitar. So it's not, he didn't win Western States, but I know it's, well, at this point it was June. I don't think anyone's going to beat him for Adventure Jogger of the Year. So it's turned into an Adventure Jogger of the Year championship bass guitar. So congratulations, Arlen. I know this goes into your repertoire of awards. You are the Adventure Jogger of the Year for 2023. There is a custom bass guitar in that case, which we will open in a second.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
But Kerry, can you kind of talk before Arlen sees it, kind of the design process and just like the build? You did things on this build that you've never done before, never yeah. tried before. And Arlen has not seen, you've not seen a single picture at all of this.
I thought you didn't
have social media.
Yeah, I may or may not have like saw a few pictures like halfway through
build but process.
This could be some interesting conversation though. Okay.
All right.
So I got to get up close to the
yeah,
mic.
That's okay. It's okay.
I'm talking to Mike all the time. I should know things like
it's okay.
this.
It's okay.
But for me, so I got done with Western States and I was like, I don't know what went wrong.
Yeah.
But something went wrong. And
it was me saying you were going to win.
Yeah, probably.
Blame it on Ryan.
It was Ryan's fault. But I get done and I'm like, you know, I thought afterwards, I was thinking about the bass guitar and I thought, you know,
seriously?
What? That meant so much to me.
Yeah.
That somebody was believed in me, you know, that they were willing to say it wasn't about getting a bass guitar. It yeah. was just that the running community, that they were willing to invest that much into me. And that's what meant as much as that bass guitar does now. It meant more than that, just to know that there were people that were willing to invest into me. And I actually did not know
yeah.
about this plan B, that you were going to make the bass guitar anyway. And I was at, I want to say it was like the Burning River 100. I was pacing someone. I was at an aid station. And someone just come up and talked to me and just mentioned something about the bass guitar and whatever. And I walked away and I kind of laughed and whatever. And I walked away and I was like, he thinks they're building a bass guitar.
Where did he get that idea from?
And so this was stirring in the back of my head. I'm like, I wonder why he thinks they're still building the bass guitar. And I started wondering, maybe there was something I didn't know about. And it was probably like 2 weeks later
yeah.
that I finally did get an email from Ryan.
Yeah.
And you're saying, we have a bass guitar that's almost done. So yeah, that was quite a surprise to me.
That's cool. But you saw a picture.
You may not have seen the right one because
okay,
here's the story.
There was, okay.
You actually had two basses because I started out with one totally different Indian rosewood neck and everything and messed it up. But it turned out good that I messed it up because it was so heavy that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is... And so I messed it up.
He's going to break his neck. Arlen's 95 pounds.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
give a 95-pound
well,
bass.
I mean, this was going to be... It was the Indian rosewood mostly, and it was so heavy. So I went to back to the place where I get the wood, and I went a totally different route. And I showed my son just the two necks, And he was like, oh my gosh. So it was, this is significant. So it turned out good that I messed up the first one. And, but my heart sank when I'm routing the truss rod out and I look up underneath and I went through the bottom. Oh, and my heart sank. But like I said, it turned out good because what I actually did, I actually learned new things. And so you talked about this price of this base. So I stalked your face. Well, you don't have a Facebook, but I stalked Facebook images of all of y'all and y'all playing on stage. And so I've seen your base. And so
when speaking of my base, you know, that's not mine.
Oh, it's not?
So I've never owned a bass guitar.
Well, that's about to change.
That, yeah, that's the family bass guitar. My dad bought it for my older brother, Tanya's dad.
Wow.
And he's been our bass player. Then he moved up to the guitar when my oldest brother stepped out of the picture, and that's when they said, Arlen, talent or not, pick up the bass guitar.
You're playing.
So the thought on this bass was, even when I had to redo it, is so that your bass, your family bass is red. But it looks nothing like the rest. So all of your other acoustic instruments are natural. They're natural finishes. They're not stained. They're natural. So that's the direction I went in with this. I wanted you to have a natural looking bass that blends in with them, that from a distance, there's nothing particular that really stands out until you get up close to it. Then you're like, oh, I see. So it's they're little things, you know. I was like researching Mennonites. Are they, you know, like flashy? I was researching, like, are they against, like, I thought about getting the Bloodwood. I thought, oh, you know, because some, I thought, would Bloodwood be a, you know, I was just thinking all this stuff. I was going to these different exotic woods.
This is too good, man. Go on. This is good.
Well, I may be able to tell one of my jokes after all.
They're subtleties.
You can tell a joke if you go back and listen I believe I told a Mennonite joke right on the podcast.
I think your joke was, how did the Grand Canyon come about?
Because the question was posed was, am I willing to come to Tennessee to pick up this bass guitar? That was the only contingency.
Right.
On my end. Am I willing? And I'm like, and that's when I told the Mennonite joke of how was the Grand Canyon formed? And
someone
legend has it, a Mennonite dropped a quarter down a gopher hole. And so off the basis of that, I'm like, of course I'm willing to come to Tennessee.
Were all listening to that. We were like, wow. He actually,
what?
You know,
well, I guess he made the joke first. Yeah.
I'm researching Mennonites. And I didn't want to build something that your faith would have been conflicting to that. You know, what is it? The Amish, the baby dolls, they don't have faces. Is that right?
You know, how would he know? He's not Amish. He's a Mennonite. You think they all talk together?
Yeah.
Y'all
speak the same language, right?
No, they don't.
Don't y'all speak Pennsylvania Dutch?
We don't. Like, sorry. We're actually, like, slightly too many generations removed from Amish.
Okay.
But that's,
okay.
I mean, that's where
is this true from, about Mennonites?
Arlen has a GPS watch on his wrist. Come on.
Is this true about Mennonites? Do y'all only drive black cars with no radios in them?
No, we don't. That's the problem with the internet.
This is why Arlen's not on it.
No, there are some, like, we know some Mennonites, but you're talking different, how would you call it? I don't want to say denominations.
S-E-C-T-S.
Yeah, different denominations of it, different ways.
Yeah.
Okay, denominations.
But we're, I mean, like.
So do you have a radio in your car?
I should even say this on a public platform, but like, we don't even go to a Mennonite church anymore. Like, we sort of identify as Mennonites because that's the way we look and that's the way we dress, and that's, you know, that's, and we've been around, associated ourselves with Mennonites our whole life and everything.
Yeah, right.
But like, we're just Bible believing, Christians. That. Okay, so like, but people can't look at us and like not try to put us in a box.
Right,
like if you're going to put us in a box, put us in the Mennonite box.
Right.
We don't quite fit it, but we don't, you know.
So do you have a black car?
No, sorry.
No, he has a radio. Okay,
it's got black wheels. Is that good enough for you?
Yes. Yes, it's close. Here's what we're going to do.
Just ruin my view of Mennonites.
When Arlen wins next year, when Arlen wins the Adventure Jogger of the Year again next year, and you're building him another bass guitar, we're going to give you the phone number of his sister so you can call and get all these questions answered, and you will know. You will not have to go on the internet and find out which woods the Mennonites are against. Like, it better not be oak.
Well, you know what? I've heard. Maybe it's TV. Maybe I was watching Fantasy Island or something. I don't remember what it was. But like the Amish, they didn't have faces on the dolls. And so yeah, I'm thinking, okay, like crosses. If I put a cross on here, you know, it, because like, I don't know. You know what? Let's just move on.
I'm loving this.
But speaking of wood, I mean, I can't wait to see what's in here.
You anyway, sure you didn't dig that hole for Grand Canyon?
I'm telling you, he's digging a hole right now.
I've dug some holes in a Yeti. Oh my gosh!
I probably never told you, but I actually build things out of wood myself.
Oh, you're going to be disappointed.
I have never attempted building an instrument. Have never,
like, do you
has
use,
never crossed my mind.
Tell me you use never. Amish tools at least. You know, the hand drills.
He's not Amish. Would you just?
Sorry, man. Yeah.
Do you do anything without electricity?
He wants to do this podcast without electricity. All right.
So you can build wood.
Yeah, not build wood, but make. You could go in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And all the furniture I've built.
You're kidding.
I've built stuff out of hickory and.
Do you hand plane or electric plane?
Do
you know Greg Armstrong?
I actually, believe it or not, I have an Amish friend that planes it down for me.
Are you saying that just for him, just to make him happy?
No. We actually do live close to the Amish. And like,
look, yeah. I really was hoping to meet an Amish person tonight.
It's not happening.
It's obviously not going to happen.
He's
like, I'm going to pack up and go home.
We're going to come visit you guys sometime in Ohio. And can you just drop him off at his friends, at your friend's house?
Buggy.
Yes. We can give you a buggy ride.
You have a buggy?
Well,
no, his neighbor has a buggy.
Our neighbor has a buggy.
Because I watched the Amish Mafia, that TV show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for God's sake. This is derailing.
And, you know, the Amish dude's doing the peel outs in his horse and buggy.
He didn't see it.
You know, I didn't watch the movie, but a friend of mine was asked to be one of the actors.
You're kidding.
Yes. A good friend of mine. I went hunting with this guy for like 10 years and found out.
Bow and arrow? Okay. Anyway,
so the contraption I used to hunt with.
Is it like a crossbow type of deal?
Yeah, it's a crossbow.
You got a crossbow?
I missed one the other night at 137 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
So when you say a bow and arrow, yeah, it's a bow and arrow.
It's a crossbow.
Again, you ought to see the contraption.
But I'm afraid he's going to be disappointed if he's.
Is it black?
No.
What I was saying, I said that all to say. You can ask my family, everything I've ever built was natural.
Natural wood?
Natural.
So then you will be happy.
I've never stained any piece of wood I made because I liked the wood.
So it's safe to say the bow and arrow was not black.
Yeah, it's not black.
It doesn't have a radio in it either.
Or a face.
It's the most sophisticated bow and arrow you've ever seen in your life.
Deanna, right? Do you know any Mennonites with a black car and no radio?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I mean, so like...
Why don't y'all swap out?
We'll get the crew chief on in a second.
I believe like within 3 miles of our house, there's a church and everybody that goes to that church drives a black car. So like... Yeah,
there you go.
You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
Rhoda Smoker, you know her, the ultra runner. Rhoda, no, not because all Mennonites know each other. She did Vol State, like took second place. Rhoda Smoker.
So I should know things like this. Huh?
Yeah, she's Mennonite. I don't think she's practicing either, but we won't tell.
Do
her.
All the Baptists know each other, Carrie? Arlen, do you know any Baptists you want to see if Carrie knows?
Right. How many Baptists do you know?
Let's get to the natural wood. Yes.
Can we go if you back like to the natural wood?
I ain't going to tell you the woods. I'll let you see in a little bit. We'll explain the woods later. So once he opens it, I'll explain the details because you wouldn't know. Most people wouldn't know unless you really explained it.
Okay. I'd like to get Arlen's reaction. We got Eric Fritz on the camera here. We got his wife Melissa on the camera. Arlen, I want to get your natural reaction. Are you ready to take a look at this thing?
A natural reaction.
She's a beauty.
I want to
make it
okay.
Natural.
All right, let's Let's open some of the case here. All right. I'll get your...
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Good morning, girls.
You can open it here. You can actually sit down and open it. You're good. You're good. But I can just... Here. All right. All right.
So here is the long-awaited...
Okay. Here it is. This is the Adventure Jogger of the Year bass guitar for Arlen Glick.
Wow. Pretty sweet.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. Wow, that is... How many different kinds of wood?
So you have, I believe it's black walnut, you have African mahogany, and then for the inner core, I did basswood to take some of the weight out. But if you'll notice, there's a couple things I want you to notice. Right there, what you're looking at right on the front. So you see that nice etching around it? Look real close at what it is. Those are everybody's names who donated to this bass.
Oh, wow.
So those volume knobs, control knobs, those were handmade also out of maple burl.
Oh,
everything on here was handmade that was wood.
That is just unbelievable detail.
So right there, look at that. So normally, how do you change the battery in your current bass?
It's been a while.
You have to have a screwdriver, yeah. Right? All right, just pull that open. No screwdrivers.
It's magnetic.
Yeah. That's... Oh, man. That's crazy.
And it's 18-volt system, so the batteries will last a whole lot longer in there.
Okay. So they're hooked in series, huh? Yep. That's wild.
Oh, the first Mennonite that knows about electrical stuff.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now look at there at the truss rod cover. See if you notice anything about that.
Wow, that Arlen Glick carry long bass guitar.
And that's nickel inlay, powder nickel inlay. So all the other lettering is crushed pearl, mother of pearl.
Pearl. Oh my.
So I didn't want nothing too stand out, so that's why I went with the regular chrome. So on this bass, none of the components are cheap. I don't build any cheap components, and I meant to write a listing for you, so I'll get your email address. Do you have email?
I do have an email.
Okay, and I'll send you a listing of everything that you have, of the components and everything.
Yeah, that would be great. Because my memory's not that great. I need to know, like, how many different kinds of wood, I'll send you a complete
listing.
I want to be able to rattle that off to people, just to say, because, like, when you look at this, it's like, what in the world is this thing, and what all is on it?
And so I wanted the names, the pearl inlay around there, I wanted it from a distance to look like it's just artwork, but up close is only where you see the names.
Yeah, that is, oh, that's beautiful. The colors go so well. Like, yeah, the pearl with the walnut.
Aren't you glad he broke the first one?
Well, I didn't see the first one.
The first one would have been awesome, but your shoulder, you'd be the hunchback of...
Yeah, because that's lighter than the bass guitar I currently have. believe it or not, one of my injuries came from playing bass guitar.
Get out!
An injury?
Yeah, I had a sciatic nerve that got inflamed.
Would have gave you a hernia. The other
one. I love that too. So.
Y'all know what hernias are?
Okay. All right. Oh wow, that
that's yours, man.
Wow, that is just.
So also, that is an oil finish, so it's not that high gloss finish that a lot of them are. This is an oil finish that will never crack or peel or anything like that. So in the future, you know, if it ever wears down, I can always apply new oil to it. And it will just soaks in a lot. And the neck is so much smoother, not being the high gloss finish, because the high gloss finish will kind of stick to your hands.
Yeah,
that neck is very smooth.
Yeah, it's easy to slide around.
Very low action, so it's going to be easy to play. I don't know if you feel like you're pressing them.
Oh yeah.
Most basses are high. I try to get as low action as possible because it makes it easier to play.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because we had to have ours adjusted.
Yeah.
Because it was hard to play. Wow, that, I don't know what to say. I just can't believe that I'm standing here looking at a bass guitar that's like...
built specifically built for you.
Just for... with all my favorite like looks and everything. I mean, yeah, you I wish I had a picture of my desk, my walnut desk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you have walnut?
Yeah. I built a huge desk out of walnut, all natural. It would match, like you could put this right there and it would look like...
Well, then, like, praise totally the Lord, that worked out. Yeah. I screwed up the first one.
Yeah, you definitely somehow knew my taste. Yeah, that is incredible.
Well, I think the first bass was based off my taste, and the Lord was like, nope. And then we got your taste.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's good I didn't get to see the first one. That way, yeah. I can just see what's but wow, that's
so that was my first time building control knobs. So if they break, let me know. I'll build you some more. But they shouldn't. But that's maple burl, that so great. It gives you that character in there.
Yeah, that is incredible.
But weight was a big thing for me because you're a fast runner, but yeah, I know you're about $100, $120, so I really want something that wasn't gonna hurt your shoulders.
And yeah, and I wear it, you know, like sometimes we do. She books our services about the efficiency that she hands off water bottles to me during a race, which means two or three a day, so I can be standing with the bass over my neck for a lot of hours in a day. And
that one is lighter than your current one?
It is, yeah, I'm sure. It's like, that's got to be like the lightest. I mean, that's just incredible. But wow, how you got it light blows my mind. Like, putting this slice of, did you call that
basswood? Is the core of the body, just because, and I did that for weight reasons. All mother bases are pretty heavy, but like, again, yeah. I looked you up and I really try to just figure out what would work best for you. And I really am the natural thing. I wanted it to be closer to what your family's instruments are. I'm not about to cry, everybody. My mouth is dry.
I will say, I did like that our flashy red looking, you know, bass, but I was always like, you know, it took a while for it to grow on me, because it did look like it went with the rest of the, with, you know, my sister has a couple guitars and different mm-hmm. things, and they're all like natural. My sister had a custom Deering banjo made, and it's all natural maple. So
wonderful.
Yeah, this will fit right in.
Are my arms getting sore? Well, holding this microphone up here. Let's put that thing in the case. We gotta do some talking here.
So, you happy? Come take a look at it, ladies.
What, you turn the mic off now so I can say what I really
right.
think?
No, the mics are still going.
They're still hot.
Still going. Still. All right, what do you... You've had a chance to look at it. Was it what you imagined it would be? Did you get an idea together in your head about what you were driving to Tennessee to see?
It just blows my mind. Like, yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I had no idea that, like, there were that many different kinds of wood. Because most bass guitars, it looks like they had a big chunk of wood. And
that's what they do. It's a solid chunk that they'll form. They'll put a bolt on neck probably with a solid body and then hollow it out. And
yeah.
So this is actually 1, 2, 3, 4. This is a five. Oh, yeah, it's a three-piece neck, but it's, you know, five pieces going across there. Also, this is a rosewood fretboard. So that... I just wanted something that's going to last you a long time, because you live a few hours away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Any bass or any music shop that you have, if you ever need it adjusted, again, I do a low profile, and it's got just a slight concave in it, just a slight bit, so it doesn't buzzle in. But anybody who knows how to adjust basses can also adjust your truss rod if you ever need to. Also, these strings are not normal strings. They're like, they're called Optum, and I'll send you the link to it. I think these are stainless steel plated, if I'm not mistaken, so they're going to last you a whole lot longer and sound a lot cleaner and a lot brighter. So it sounds amazing. We'll be able to hook it up here in a little bit and let you play it and everything, but my purpose for this is something that will last your lifetime, and one day if you have children or pass it down to whoever, it will last lifetimes.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. I'm getting an education, and wow, an amazing instrument all at the same time. That's incredible. That it's so cool. Like, they're obviously nothing even close to it.
All this from a motivated novice woodworker.
From a elite ultra runner.
From the inspiration for Arlen's career when he heard the legend of the man who ate the hot wings before his first race. Well, we hope you like it. And we hope that it brings joy to the people that you and your family bring joy to. Mm-hmm. The nursing homes, the prisons, everywhere you guys go, and you bring joy to people and make people feel loved. We hope that that in some small way helps with that.
It will, as you know, as we travel around and as and people see it, you know, and the inmates that are in prison completely out of touch of the world. Mm-hmm. And when they find out that the running community built that for me, like, that will speak volumes as to, like, to those guys. You got a picture. Those guys are completely separated from the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they look up there and they see that and then they hear the story behind it, it will make them feel, you know, a little bit closer, a little bit more in touch with the outside community.
How people can care about somebody they don't know. There's a famous phrase, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So when you go to the prison, stuff like that, and you show that you care, they're going to be a lot more receptive to your message. And that's what really stood out to me. And I called Ryan and talked to Eric, I said, you know, just listening to him and how they're doing this in the prisons, like Ryan said, you know, the people that society, you know, just forgets about. Nursing homes, easy to stick families in nursing homes. And here you are there doing what we all should be doing and we're called to do. And I, one of the things that stood out to me on the podcast with Ryan was you talked about how there was one race where you missed one of your engagements. And I was like, oh man, it's like it really mattered to you. And that was pretty incredible. So I actually really appreciate Ryan reaching out to me during that podcast to do this, because it was a blessing for me. And the what will make it great for me and everybody who donated on here is if it's used. That's the big thing, if it's used.
We will
put it to use.
Put it to good use. And you know, like you spoke earlier about, you know, you go in to minister to these people, and for so long I kept on saying, why can't we teach these guys in here to minister to each other?
Yeah.
You know, because there's guys in there that know the Bible cover to cover way better than I ever will. Okay. And I often wondered, why can't we teach these guys to teach each other? And it took me quite a few years of prison ministry to realize, when you go in there, especially when you're young.
Yeah.
Because, like, young people doing ministry, going into prison, like, what's wrong with these people if they're going into prison? As young people, okay? Yeah. This is what people with silver hair should be doing.
Right.
When you go in there, the people immediately are like, what's he got to say? They know that you love them if you're wearing street clothes, because they know you don't have to be there. And there's a level of respect that they have for you coming from the outside that's not possible from the inside. And once I came to that realization, it was like, okay, this makes a lot more sense. That's why God has called us to do this, because He knows that without us, this wouldn't be possible. He, you know, God can part the Red Sea if He wants, but He chooses to work through people. So
He chose to get you on a path here to sit across from a guy who built you a beautiful guitar and made an endless string of Mennonite jokes.
And loves hot wings.
And loves hot wings. I mean, boy, doesn't that say it?
But we're sitting here also looking at three beautiful ladies in here that go into the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
your whole family, it's amazing. And again, me and Eric talked a lot, and we're like, there's no way he's not getting this bass guitar.
It's happening.
And we messaged Ryan, said, look, I ain't not even worried about the money. I'm going to do it. I've already bought the stuff. It's done. I've already ordered every part. So I thank y'all over there. So thank y'all for being here, too.
Can I just say one thing that I thought was interesting about this year? Since we spoke in, I think it was May, late April, early May, I think is when we spoke.
Something like that. Because, I remember it was after Umstead, but before Western States.
Yeah. So, yeah. What the interesting thing is, as I've gone through the year interviewing people, you pop up. You are like this legendary creature that pops up in people's stories. I have interviewed people and they go, oh, yeah. And then I pulled into this aid station and Arlen Glick was there and he paced me. Like, what? Yeah, Arlen just was there to pace. What?
Unless you're Carrie, and then he goes, oh, right. Yeah, I know Harley Glick.
Right. And so
you know Courtney Dalwalter?
No, he wasn't in the mention. You've met Courtney.
I know her. I don't know if she knows me.
She knows you.
I thought Courtney mentioned him, too.
No, Sarah Ostaszewski, who won the Cocodona.
Yeah,
She was talking about, Arlen Glick was just there, and he paced me. What? Yeah, he just said he was going to be there, and so he paced me. And I talked to someone else who ran at Burning River, and they were like, yeah, Arlen Glick was there, and he paced me. And it was like... Does Arlen Glick just show up in random places like, hey, you want to need a pacer? Hey, it's Arlen Glick.
I'm on.
Hey, it's two time.
And they're like, drop whatever pacer they were going to. Right? Like, somebody stayed up all night to pace their runner. Right. And they're like, forget you.
Right. It's like, listen, buddy. Arlen Glick's there. We're gonna, go back on the crew. You can fill my water bottles. I'm going to go run with Glick for a little bit here. So it's been funny how you've kind of weaved into the year. And then once Kerry was done with the guitar, he kept sending me pictures. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to love this. But is he going to be able to get this? Is he going to be like, yeah, I'll go to Tennessee to get a bass guitar? Like, are we going to have to go up to, which we would have totally gone up to Ohio if we were to make this work.
You know what I'd have been looking for. So anyway.
Yeah. Can we get him a buggy ride?
Yeah.
That's what Kerry's going to say. Like,
can we do a pill out in your buggy?
Yeah.
Is there such thing as horse tipping? Like down here, we have cow tipping.
Oh my gosh.
How would they know?
Do y'all have horses? You ever seen a horse?
You know what a horse is?
Have you ever seen a horse?
Yeah. I rode a horse a couple times. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's. Yeah. All right. Arlen, I got nothing.
Arlen, again, thank you for inspiring so many people on the Adventure Jogger, all those names and so many more that listened to the episode. We hope you enjoy that bass guitar. You are the very first ever Adventure Jogger of the Year for 2023. You'll probably get Ultra Runner of the Year somewhere in the top 10, but they're not going to get you bass guitar. But thank you for driving all this way. It was so nice to meet the family briefly. We'll go offline here. We'll stop the recording, and you want to set it up and play it?
Yeah.
We got to get some licks from Glick.
Okay. We got to get some. Yeah, exactly. Arlen, do you want to say anything? Do you want to give a speech as the first ever Adventure Jogger of the Year?
I'm rarely speechless, but this is... Well, now I can't talk, can I? Yeah, because I just said I'm speechless. No, this means so much to me, and it will indeed touch many others as they, like I mentioned earlier, are separated from the world, and they will be touched that someone thought of them in more than just me, going and being there, that there was a bass guitar built, brought to them by the running community. Mm-hmm. And that will touch many lives.
Well, and think of this too, the next race you have, I don't know what it is.
Carry the bass.
But no, yeah, that'd be something. It may actually make it fair for other people. Like if he runs Umstead next year and has to carry the bass, that may make it fair for second place. But no, think about this too. The next time, you are in that pain cave when things aren't going well, you're still able to go number one while you run, but maybe you're having a bad time. So many, all of those names of people you've inspired that are with you and were cheering for you and continue to cheer for you, how many people's lives you've changed, and how proud we were of you representing the Eastern United States in everything you do. We're proud to have you as the Adventure Jogger of the Year, Arlen Glick.
Man, thanks. I don't know what to say, but that means so much to me.
Let's play that bass.
Yeah.